Welcome to episode 402 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. If you'd like to see what we're talking about, be sure to check out our YouTube channel by searching for Fly Away Podcast. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Lindsay, Donna, and George. We hoped that we would be past this by now, and we almost are, but COVID is still rearing its ugly head. Luckily, people are not getting as sick, but you're still going to have to quarantine if you test positive. So what happens when you test positive on vacation? Well, not so luckily, Sandy got firsthand experience with that in March when she was in Budapest. She's ready to share her tips so that you can learn from her mistakes. So let's get started. And we should say that at this point, since there's no testing required to come home, in theory, you could probably get away with it. But we thought that it would still be something that would be worth talking about, especially if you did end up going through this yourself, like Sandy, and maybe still need a few pointers on getting through things.
So. And there's some places like cruises make you test still and things like that. So it is feasible that if you're doing some kind of trip, you could. Test
in order to get on the ship. And if you're flying to like a European destination or something, then yep.
Most European destinations aren't requiring that anymore. And that said, today too, and the day that we're recording this, they just announced that the COVID restrictions have been dropped from cruise lines, and it's just now suggestions. So we may actually see testing by the time this airs. So
I haven't heard that.
Yeah,
that's news.
Just happened today.
We posted breaking news.
Sandy, where you been?
It was brand new. I was just talking to somebody from Celebrity, but it's always good to know what's going on, because I had clients who it wasn't even the cruise lines test that caught them. They felt that they were sick and they just did the right thing and took a test, and they were, you know, they kind of quarantined themselves. So they did the right thing, but so I don't think that that's going to go away at all. I mean, it's good to know either way what you should do.
Well, let's be honest. If testing isn't required, then people may not share that they're sick, and then you'll be sitting next to sick person on the plane who doesn't care if you get sick or not. So, however, we wanted to share this story because I think it's still a good story to have, if nothing else, for posterity. People can look back at our podcast in 10 years ago. Oh, I remember that
was on episode 500. We can talk about
exactly. All right. So, Sandy, what happened?
So I was at a conference in Budapest. Lindsay was there too. And we were, the conference was over. We were doing some tours. I was supposed to get on a river cruise that night, just as a floating hotel. And then we were going to cruise the next day. And the night before, I started just coughing in the middle of the night. So I told a friend that I was with, we were going to go do some more tours that day. And I said, okay, well, I just want to let you know I'm coughing, but I think it's because of, you know, I was on the Segway all day and I had all that air in my lungs and I'm sure it's nothing. And she's like, oh, well, I have a test if you want to take it, because she had brought some of the at-home tests. And so I was like, okay, you know, just to be safe. And sure enough, positive. So because it was an at-home test, I was hoping maybe it was a false positive. So I made an appointment with the doctor's office to go and get a PCR test done, because I knew that if I had a negative PCR test, I could still go on the cruise. And that was not the case. It was positive. So there we go.
And that became important evidence later. Yes.
Yes. If you are going to file insurance, you have to have a test that is administered by, it can be a rapid test, but it has to be one of those that's administered by like a pharmacy or a doctor or something like that.
Like the proctored ones.
Yes. It has to be like a documented test. It can't just be, you know, that you took a test, like a, you know, at home
and took a picture of it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's
And why did that become important later for your return?
Well, that's what the first thing the insurance company requires when you file your claim, which, because we know we're all traveling with travel insurance now, right? Because it's very important. I actually knew somebody who took a test and was positive and had to pay for an ambulance to bring her from the countryside back into Budapest, where she took another test that was negative. So she was able to fly home, but she couldn't get reimbursed for that ambulance ride because she didn't actually have an official test that said she had COVID. So she was just out the money, basically. So.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is important to know.
Yeah.
So you find out that you're positive, and at the time there was a negative test required to come home or proof of
quarantine.
Yeah,
or recovery. Yeah, right. Yeah. So this was one of my big mistakes. and I had a lot of time to research this, and I was kind of kicking myself about this because right around this time the CDC had changed the work of requirements. If you were fully vaccinated and you got COVID and you had no symptoms, after 5 days you could return to work. And I remember when they put out those recommendations, and people got really upset about it. And but that was what the recommendation was. So I just thought that's what was going to be the case for me, you know. So I was in touch with the government of Hungary. They emailed me asking if I knew other people from the conference that they were looking for. So just so you know, when you get that official test, they will report it to the government and then they might be looking for you. So, I was in touch with them, and in Hungary at the time it was 7 days quarantine and you were free to leave. Unless after 5 days you took another test and it was negative, then you could leave. So I waited my 7 days, and they started counting from the day that my symptoms came on. So it was like the day before I actually took the test, because it was that night. So I counted up the days. They told me I was free to go, and I wanted to go home. So I bought a plane ticket to go home. And I also paid for a letter of recovery from a telehealth doctor, because somebody else had told me that they had done that and it had worked for them, because I was a little worried that I would still test positive. Because I know that some people test positive for like weeks after COVID.
So then what happened? I mean, you think you're free to leave after 7 days.
Yeah. I'm I go to the airport in Budapest. They ask for my negative test to fly to the US. And I said, I didn't have one, but I showed them the letter of recovery and they let me on the plane. And I was connecting in Munich, and Germany wouldn't let me on the plane. They said, no, the CDC actually says you have to quarantine for 10 days. So you need to go get a hotel for 4 more nights. And yeah, so I had to get out of line. I had to go through immigration. They took my passport and they left, and they wouldn't give it back to me till I showed them that I had a hotel reservation. And they told me just to go straight there. And then I had to go gather up my luggage and get a taxi and go quarantine for 4 more days. So luckily there was a grocery store in the Munich airport, like a full-on grocery store.
Wow.
Yeah. With like it had like a produce department. It had like a meat department. That's like
unusual.
I don't know who shops there, you know?
No, actually it's not unusual because
they've got one in Geneva too.
Yeah. It's only unusual that in the US you starve at the airports.
Yeah, but like I would not go to the airport and pay for parking and stuff to buy
people are going home.
They basically stop there at the little grocery store before they get on the train to head home.
Okay. Well, I mean,
so that they've got their groceries for the next day.
Yep, it's super convenient.
I thought it was like really lucky for me.
Well, it's that too. It was very lucky, very fortunate.
The lucky grocery store.
Yeah. it was wild. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so how did you figure out what to do next from there? Like, so the government of Hungary was talking to you and said, okay, you're free to go. And then the government of Germany says, no, you're not. Right. So what happens then?
So then I knew that when I went back with that letter of recovery, because I had 10 days at the time, I knew I'd be okay. But I decided to I had 2 tests, to still take and try it and see if I was still positive or whatever. So I just hunkered down in my little hotel room that had a nice view of like a road outside. It was at a business park, and just waited. And then I took the test on the last day and it was negative. So I did a little dance in my room and decided to to go walk to a pharmacy and get an actual test so that I wouldn't have any mess. You know, like I didn't want to worry that I miscounted the days or anything. So that's what I did. I went.
But then did you just show your negative test to go home, basically?
Yeah. And the girl remembered me.
Everything else had didn't happen. And you just, here's my negative test.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. I mean, if I had come into Germany by train, none of that would have happened. If I had not changed my flight and, you know, I was flying on points. So I had originally, when I first got sick, changed my flight to fly home from Budapest, like on Monday, but I ended up leaving Saturday. If I had just waited, you know, I could have flown home from Budapest. And yeah, so many what ifs, you know, like if I had just done so many things different, but it was all from that. Just, I knew people who flew through other airports and they were fine with that letter, you know, like it just was so subject to who you got at the gate, basically. And they were just really strict in Germany. And really it was, you know, I was kicking myself because once I went and looked at the CDC website for travel, it was 10 days. And I should have, it was a travel agent. God, I should have known that. Yeah, like it was just.
We travel badly, honestly, so you don't have to.
Yeah. I say that all the time. I travel poorly, so I make all the mistakes so that my clients don't have to, but nobody is infallible. And these rules and regulations have been changing every 5 minutes for the past 2 years. So,
it's and seriously, just hope springs eternal, right? You're like, ooh, 5 days. And you just hear that and just go with it, right?
Yeah.
And
I've
tried to caution people about that this whole time, because every time something comes out, it's like, don't think
it could change tomorrow.
Yeah, it could change tomorrow. Yeah. So do not think for a second that that's like the be all and end all. Okay. So I cannot be the only one who's curious about this. What did you do in your hotel for 10 days? Because I'm an introvert and I'm like, think of all the books you could read. Like,
if you had yoga, you
could do. Like, I might actually get good at yoga. It probably wouldn't happen.
Oh, I told myself I was going to do yoga every day and I didn't. I have a Peloton membership and I could have done so many things. But
we had 2 years to get really good at things.
I know, right? Nobody did that. I did I kept a journal of if you go back through my thoughts, it's like, oh, maybe I'll get out of here tomorrow. And or maybe, you know, like it's just my thoughts were just spinning all the time. Every
you
time
were
I
focused
talked
on
else.
Getting home.
Yeah. Very.
That probably takes up a lot of your energy.
Well, and then I would, you know, I would FaceTime the kids every day. I'd FaceTime with my friends who were in the UK because we're like, hey, we're in the same time zone, you know? And I had a really killer view in Budapest. I was right on the river. I watched the sunset over Buda Castle every night. It was gorgeous. One night there was like a party going on downstairs. It was like on this, the rooftop of the lower level bar. And it had this big sign up that said Glamour. And it was like Glamour, the magazine Glamour. They had like some big party. And I was like, ooh, I can't wait for this to start, you know, watch this. So I watched them, all these people in their like fancy gowns and stuff. I kind of like just watched people. So that was cool. And then I caught up on Bridgerton that came out while this happened. So I got to watch that whole season. I did a lot of training, like virtual training for cruise lines, and caught up on stuff like that. Yeah. Just lots of computer stuff. I walked like 6,000 steps in my hotel room every day, just back and forth in the hotel room.
That's kind of impressive. I'm not sure.
I wasn't doing the yoga, but I just was pacing. I couldn't just sit all day, you know, but even for the Hungary one though, I had gone to like a Lidl grocery store, and picked up some food and snacks and stuff. So I really didn't do a lot of room service. I don't know. I was trying to keep the bill to a minimum because I was like kind of freaking out of 10 more nights of hotel, you know? And I'm still waiting. And that was, you know, I came home and I filed my claim in April, and as we're recording this in July, and I've still not gotten my money. So like, it's just everything. Every time they ask for something, it sets the review back another 30 days. So that's another thing to be aware of too, that, you know, they're bogged down and it's going to take a while.
So because this is, I mean, we do feel that insurance is important, but then people listening to this might be like, okay, well, you still haven't gotten your money after 4 months. What's going on? What are some of the things they've asked you to produce?
They wanted my original plane ticket because I, you know, when I booked on points, when you redo something on points, it's like a rate category and there's not as many options when you're that close into travel. So I just was like, I don't want to do it again. I'm going to cancel that ticket and just buy a new ticket. That ticket was like $1,700. They had nothing with the, I mean, like they haven't given me any grief over everything. They just, you know, like the cruise I missed, they asked for that. I guess the first thing I sent wasn't the actual invoice, you know, so I needed to send something else. It's just, you know, it's kind of mistakes on my part too, but yeah, just, I mean, it's a big claim. It's like over $5,000 total.
Well, so, and that's why I ask. I mean, if there were mistakes that you made, it would be nice to share sort of like, make sure that what you're sending isn't just a copy of a confirmation that doesn't have a price on it, right? It has to be an actual invoice that shows
you. And they also want the paid in full. They want the original invoice. They want the paid in full invoice. They want the cancellation notification.
Yeah.
And then I've been dealing with this too, where I had people had vouchers. And the vouchers have then since expired. And I went back to the tour company and said, hey, you know, we need, you know, a list of this. And they said, no. We want it from American Airlines. So then you got to get in touch with the airlines and say, okay, yes, those vouchers have expired. They did not use them, et cetera.
Yeah. So I mean, mine weren't that, it's not even all that complicated, but it was a little complicated because my hotel room, you know, had two parts to it, basically the conference part and then the quarantine part. And I was only claiming the quarantine part. So I had to kind of explain why I was claiming this amount and it was in forints. So,
had to convert it to
conversion.
Right. Right. So I sent them my credit card statement too, so they could see all the conversions and that what I was charged and everything. So, I'm confident it's going to be okay. I'm just still waiting, you know, and it's a big chunk to be waiting on. So,
And honestly, 4 months, I mean, this isn't probably comfort to you, but 4 months doesn't seem like such a long time in the scheme of things for how complicated this is and how many people are filing claims, you know.
Yeah, they're busy. I mean,
So as this moves forward, do you have like, how do you feel about all the COVID requirements and sort of what you went through? Do you have any, you can be honest. I mean, it's a family show, so don't be too honest, but.
So I, you know, back then I just feel like, as we've gone on and more people have gotten COVID, most people that I know have gotten it by now. And with the vaccines and with the virus mutating, every time it mutates, it gets weaker, you know? So it's not, like I wasn't that sick. If it was before COVID times, I would have gone to work feeling like that, you know, like it wasn't bad, but it was enough that people would look at you because it's COVID times, you know, and, you know, my kids have gotten it since then. My husband's gotten it and he kind of got sick, but only for like a day or two, you know? So I just feel like people are getting tired. They're getting used to it. They've got all these at-home tests, you know? So I think if they don't have to test, they're not going to, and yeah, I think they're just going to ignore it. I think we're kind of getting to the end of it. I hope.
I mean, as these regulations lower, I think, and it's not that people aren't getting it, because I can tell you anecdotally, it happens a lot. You know, I definitely have colleagues and even, you know, my own friends and family who get off of a cruise ship or get out, you know, leave Europe and don't have it. I seem to be one of the, so how many people have had it on the podcast right now?
I have.
Yeah. I haven't. Lindsay, you haven't. And George, haven't.
I've never had it. And I've been in the room. I've shared rooms with four people now who have had it.
Yeah.
And
I thought you'd get it. I thought you should would have
gotten it. I thought for sure I would have gotten it. And honestly, this last, my friend I just traveled with, she got COVID. I've taken every tank. I can't tell you how many tests I've taken. Yeah. I don't know what is going on.
I'm the same. And actually, you know, I had a booster in early June, so about a month and a half before recording this. And I've slept in a bed with somebody who, you know, who had it. And I didn't have it. So I shouldn't say I didn't have it. I haven't tested positive. I did get sick, and it was kind of a nasty, you know, exhausting illness. But I think we are getting to a point where the world is going to accept that this is something that could happen. And you know, and it does seem weaker. Like everybody that I know who's gotten it in the last, I don't know, 6 months seems is, you know, oh, it wasn't that bad, or I was asymptomatic, or, you know, that's what I'm hearing. I'm not hearing the, I lost my sense of taste and smell. That oh, seems to
Ellie
be-
and no. Chris both lost their sense of taste.
Oh, really?
And smell. Yeah. Okay. So and I they said like- they were eating watermelon. They're like, this is like chewing water.
That's what I think watermelon is like anyway.
No, so when I got it, I just got had this really hacking cough for about 5-6 days.
Yeah, and some people say that they're just really tired. Or
well,
yeah.
The hacking wore me out. I was sleeping all day.
I have like, you know, I have had some very vivid dreams since I had COVID, and it's still going on. Like I remember my dreams more than I ever did before.
Interesting.
Sure, you're not taking. Oh,
are you mutating?
Maybe. I don't know. And I think that COVID brain fog. I'm gonna blame the stupid crap I did last week on my COVID brain fog because I had like a string of days where I was doing some really stupid stuff. And I'm like,
and that, that's
a great excuse.
I know. No, and I have heard that is a very real thing too, the COVID brain fog, and for some people much longer lasting. So yeah, hopefully I think
there's, it's to some extent, even if you haven't had COVID, I feel like I have COVID brain fog because of all the things we've had to deal with for 2 years and the non, it like, it never ends. And you reach a point where you're just so overly exhausted with everything that we are.
Yeah. Well, and every time a client asks me about a COVID regulation, I'm like, I'm going to need to check that because of it is because like, I honestly can't remember. I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It could be.
Every cruise line is different.
Oh, and they don't want to hear that. They want to know that you memorized every single little memo that just came out 5 minutes ago.
Or that's 6 months from now. So, which is totally irrelevant. But well, we hope that this podcast is totally unnecessary and that nobody will be forced to quarantine. Although I also, and this is maybe just me, so you can tell me to shut up after I say it. But I think that, I think hopefully it taught us a little bit of a lesson about allowing ourselves to be sick too. It's like, well, maybe you shouldn't go out when you have the flu and give it to other people. Maybe you should actually stay home for a day or two.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe well, and I think employers have gotten a lot better at that. They realize it's like, oh, well, you've got the flu. Maybe you shouldn't come.
Yeah,
to the
it's like mandatory. You can't come.
So hopefully we see some good things that come out of this, and hopefully nobody has to go through what Sandy did. But if you do have to go through what Sandy did, we're here for you.
Just make sure you have your Netflix subscription up to date, and you know,
or your Kindle.
Yeah,
have your Kindle with your electronic right when device. You're quarantining. Yeah.
Your well, timed on that, by the way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, when I was quarantining for 10 days, I quarantined for 10 days. My Netflix list actually got considerably smaller.
Yeah,
caught up on it all.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly. Mm-hmm.